This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 26th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Tonight, the skies over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are clear, with a warm breeze making it a pleasant night to be out. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a slightly cooler evening, perfect for a quiet night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, four IDF soldiers were injured in a clash with a Hezbollah gunman in Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Trump confirmed Iranian drone attacks on ships, as reported by Ynet in the past hour, with Gulf nations warning of Iran's growing influence in the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, Axios reports that Israel and Lebanon are expected to sign a framework agreement, marking a significant diplomatic breakthrough. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights a cultural collaboration as an Israeli drag queen and an exiled Iranian singer unite for a message of freedom. And finally, I-24 News brings us the latest breaking news headlines from the Middle East, Israel, and around the world. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posting just minutes ago, announced that Israel and Lebanon have reached a framework agreement which could lead to the removal of Hezbollah from Lebanon. Guy Az, a journalist, posting earlier today, shared that an Israeli official stated that the IDF will stay in the security zone until Hezbollah is disarmed, marking a significant strategic stance. Ynet Global noted, in a post from earlier, that despite tense talks, Israel and Lebanon are set to announce a framework agreement after discussions in Washington. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, four Israeli soldiers were injured in a confrontation with a Hezbollah gunman in Lebanon. The incident involved a grenade attack, with one officer suffering moderate injuries. This event underscores the continued volatility along the Israel-Lebanon border, affecting regional stability. Turning to the Gulf, Ynet reported that former President Trump confirmed Iranian drone attacks on ships. This development comes as Oman considers new transit fees in the Strait of Hormuz, highlighting the increasing tension over Iran's regional power. This escalation could impact global oil shipments and regional security. Meanwhile, Axios reveals that Israel and Lebanon are close to signing a framework agreement. This diplomatic breakthrough could pave the way for easing tensions between the two nations, though the full implications remain uncertain. If successful, it could lead to more significant peace talks in the future. Separately, the Jerusalem Post sheds light on a unique cultural initiative. An Israeli drag queen and an exiled Iranian singer have collaborated to promote freedom through music. This artistic partnership stands as a symbol of unity and resistance against oppressive regimes, resonating deeply amidst ongoing negotiations. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that the operator of Jerusalem's light rail could face replacement due to ongoing operational issues. The Ministry of Transport has expressed dissatisfaction, which could lead to changes affecting daily commuters. Separately, CTEC announces that Stratos Ventures has raised $50 million to boost defense technology. As global demand for Israeli startups grows, this funding signals increased interest in the sector. And finally, Walla Business discusses Israel's aging Boeing 707 refueling planes. Despite new orders, these planes are still vital for strategic missions, highlighting Israel's reliance on older technology in its air force. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.